The Fed kept interest rates unchanged this week and intimated that there'll be no hikes for the rest of the year. So what does that tell us about the state of the U.S. economy? And what does it mean for emerging markets, currencies and investment strategy? Joining us on the line from London is Jasper Lawler, the head of research at London Capital Group. Jasper, welcome. Thanks for your time today. So what are the chances of the U.S. economy going into recession?
Well, thank you for having me, Leigh. I think it's going up. Almost naturally, through time, you have to have a pullback in economic activity at some point. And I think probably what the Federal Reserve was looking at in its most recent decision not to raise interest rates and to pare back its number of expected rate hikes this year to zero was the fact that the rest of the world is clearly slowing, and that is going to have some bearing on the U.S.
In terms of timing, when do you think it's going to go from the projected 2.1% into recession? Next year, this year?
Well, these things can happen quicker than you imagine. At the moment, the U.S. is slowing, but it doesn't look like it's heading into recession. But I think by the time the rest of the world it catches up with the rest of the world, that probably is. In a number of quarters' time. So I think we're talking about more of a 2020 phenomenon than this year. But I think policymakers trying to get ahead of that already via the loosening of monetary policy.
Yeah, and that yield curve not looking good either. So what's your outlook on the dollar?
Well, so it was interesting the reaction to this latest Federal Reserve meeting. So understandably, it was a dovish shock, so the dollar dropped. But actually what we're starting to see, even by the end of the day, and now we're, a few days later after the decision, we're seeing more of it, is that actually, well, the reason for the Federal Reserve not raising interest rates, as we said, is more related to the rest of the world than it is the U.S., and so by extension, if you look at what other global central banks are doing, the ECB, for example, in Europe, the Bank of England here obviously have its Brexit concerns, they are also not planning on raising interest rates this year. So if you look at the relative economic strength, it's still in favor of the U.S. dollar.
Yeah,
and so that's why I think we're starting to see the dollar strengthened despite that move by the Fed.
So what does this mean for stock market investors? Because the U.S. has been the only game in town for so many investors. Should they be going underweight U.S. and then where else do you go?
Well, I think it's difficult from a geographical standpoint if you're looking for diversification, because I think the environment we've been in for a while and remain in is that if the outlook economically, globally, improves, then the U.S. is going to do well, but on the riskier end of the scale, emerging markets will probably outperform. You'll get more return in emerging markets, but that will depend on U.S. markets doing well. So it's more a matter of relative performance, but I think they both go in the same direction. So if we see a rollover in U.S. markets, that doesn't mean emerging markets suddenly start to do well. They underperform as well and probably underperform more so than the U.S., even if economically they actually start to bottom out before the U.S. does.
Okay, so looking at some asset classes, some people are touting Chinese equities for growth.
Well, I think from a short-term standpoint, you just got to look straight at the fact that the Chinese are clearly trying to stimulate the economy. They're putting their longer-term plans of trying to lean the economy away from housing and other infrastructure-based, manufacturing-based projects towards the consumer, they're putting that on hold. And so they are doing the same old game they've done for a while with a few extra twists, including tax cuts and the like. So that really should, especially if the U.S. is any judge, be good for the Chinese equity market. But I don't think it's enough. So long term, I don't think it's an option for Chinese equities. But tactically, short term, it is.
And what is your view on the South African market, Jasper?
Well, I think actually it's a bright spot. If you're looking forward in terms of emerging markets, just it's a semblance of stability. Just looking at it purely from that kind of context of emerging markets and the relative domestic problems that some have. You know, you look across to Turkey or some of the political issues you have in some of the emerging Southeast Asian countries. Actually, South Africa, despite the recent issues with the finance minister, etc., it looks like it's a place that could do well, but it's more of a relative play against other emerging markets.
Absolutely. Well, it's a bit of good news, but it's, as you say, a relative play. Should we be taking a bet on UK property?
That's a very interesting question. I have to say that, make a claim here, I already am through my own home, but I like to think it would be a good future bet. Clearly, there's multiple factors here. One is obviously Brexit, but one is that over a series of policy measures, UK politicians have taken it upon themselves to disincentivize foreign buyers in the UK through tax. And so that is a separate issue from Brexit that isn't currently resolved. And what we're starting to see is it spread out to the rest of the UK housing market. Fundamentally, though, there is a shortage of houses in the UK. So I think what we're seeing now is that the house prices flatten, but I don't see a big drop in house prices.
Okay, and I have to ask you, we haven't got much time, though, your view on outlook for Brexit.
Well, of course, how could you not? Well, we will certainly have more clarity next week once we know if there's actually a third vote taking place, and so whether there's a possibility of the extension. I tend to think that the mood amongst the establishment is to try and thwart Brexit altogether, make it not happen. But I think for the time being, there's an extension to April 12th, and then likely there's going to be another extension beyond that because it won't be resolved.
Okay. On that note, Jasper, thank you very much for your time. That was Jasper Lawler from the London Capital Group.